Jumping into a special week with Country Fried Rock, it's the first time we've ever revisited a songwriter. It's all for a special cause, Drivin' and Cryin's induction into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Kevin Kenney's celebrating the 30th anniversary of the band. Wow, which makes me skip in high school for the release of that first record, Scarred But Smarter, making me pretty old. Sure beats the alternative. We talked with Kevin Kenney a while back after his collaboration with Anton Fear and Golden Palominos on A Good Country Mile, which was when he first turned us on to Aaron Lee Tazjian. Well, we got all kinds of mutual friends at this point, and we're going to talk about them in this special conversation. Kevin Kenney of Drivin' and Cryin' returns to Country Fried Rock. And I'm your host, Sloan Spencer.
Hey, Sloan, Kevin Kenney. In Brooklyn, I have to sit outside to talk on the phone because it's like Green Acres out here.
There's no background noise. That's amazing.
Well, I have a little garden.
Oh, cool.
I'm ready to rock. I've got my Keffi Bustelo Keurig cup ready to...
Ooh, I'm jealous.
Oh, my God. Did you have a Keurig kit? I bought one at Goodwill.
I was kind of freaked out by the water living inside the machine.
Oh, this is like a single cup, so you pour it in every time.
Oh, now I could do that.
Yeah. It was at Goodwill.
Even better. Even better. Cafe Bustelo, can't go wrong there. I'm a fan of coffee.
Cafe Bustelo Keurig cups now. So it's like, it's really exciting.
That is exciting.
It's the small things that excite me.
Listen, caffeine makes me happy every day. So yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
My guest today on Country Fried Rock is Kevin Kenney. Welcome back.
How you doing, Sloan?
I'm great. I sure appreciate your time. I'm a fangirl. I admit it. Everybody knows that.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty excited for us lately, too. We've had a really good last 4 years. I mean, once we hooked up with Sadler Vaden, we just started making music, and you know, Sadler co-wrote and co-produced all of our EPs that we had out, and really rejuvenated the band. And then when he went off to play with Jason, you know, we had a great thing with Aaron Tashin on guitar for a while. Was out there in America selling himself. He's an awesome folk singer. And now we have Warner Hodges from Jason Scorchus. So it's like full circle. Just great energy, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. We are excited every time we get a gig booked. You know, we're like, oh, wow, that'll be fun. But we're excited. And then, you know, a little cream of the crop thing, you know, the Georgia Music Hall of Fame thing is exciting for us. You know, it validates us, you know, validates our fans. And we have a lot of fans that are, like, cheering for the underdog, you know. People that like us like John Daly, they like him. You know?
You also give a platform to folks like Sadler or Aaron or even Warner, who should be a household name but is not quite yet. Mm-hmm.
Arrangements of our songs, I mean, this is a little craft talk here. The arrangements of our songs are simple enough so that the people who do come to play with us can really shine. There's some songs that are like constructed that there's not a lot of place to jam in, like Hot Wheels or REM or some of those songs like that. There's not really any room to jam. But some of the songs, Ain't Waiting On Tomorrow and some of the newer stuff, there's enough runway in there for them to really, depending on who I have, can really take off, you know. And Warner's been using every inch of that runway, man. He's amazing.
I've been keeping an eye on him for years with various Dan Baird projects and the Jason projects and his own work, of course.
He's just one of these guys, too, that just gets better every year. And the people say that, but, you know, the cruel part of this career that you have is the older you get, the better you get, because you can't help it, because you just keep practicing and you learn and you learn and you learn. And but you know, it's a young man's game for publicity and things like that. So it's like Drivin' Cryin' was this good as it is now back in 1987, 88 when we made Whisper. If we were this good, we would have been almost as big as Cinderella.
Hey, y'all, Country Fried Rock has a few cool new things going on that we've been teasing for a while. Pop on by countryfriedrock.com, scroll down on the right-hand side of the screen, or just keep on scrolling if you're on mobile. It's down at the bottom. We're doing a quick listener survey, find out a little more about what y'all want as we plan now for 2016. I know it seems so far away, but actually, we've already got a very cool thing up our sleeves that will be happening while I'm in Nashville next month, so looking forward to that. Speaking of which, lots of Country Fried Rock alums are going to be playing Americana Fest in September, and we'll be hanging out that week. Come on by and say hello. So I think I've teased it long enough. That super special fun thing we're going to be doing during Americana Week in Nashville is an official kickoff party with Sin City Social and Guitar Town at the Basement East on Tuesday, September 15th. Our headliners are the Bottle Rockets. We're doing a fundraiser for Eddie Spaghetti. Badge holders and wristband holders get in free. $5 donation at the door goes directly to help Eddie Spaghetti in kicking cancer's tail. We'll see y'all there. Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Hey, this is Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying, and you're listening to Country Fried Rock.
You mentioned a little bit about the songs off of those EPs. When we last talked, it was right after Great American Bubble Factory, and so these EPs had not quite rolled around yet. From a fan perspective, I thought keeping the concept tight and short with those EPs was cool, but then I liked how they made a series, and then now there's this vinyl on Plowboy.
Well, you know, be aware of your surroundings. That's what I always taught my kids. Like, look and see where you are. What are you doing? When I look around me, I see people downloading songs and making their own playlists. So I was like, well, I'm going to stop making them their playlist. I'm going to make them the A&R person. I'm going to give them the 20 songs, 25 songs that what I would have given to, like, Kim Bowie, our A&R person. I would have given her 25 songs, and then she would have picked 9 that would have been on Whisper, Tim's Lion, or 10. Mm-hmm. You do that. You know, you can. What 10 would you pick to make on yours? The ones I picked, I made onto an album. That's, I wanted to do an album, and it's only available on the album because it's my, you know, what would my record be if I made it from all these EPs? And that's what I did. But that's why I encourage everyone to go home and make their own, if you own all 4 EPs, make your own EP, you know, and see what you would have done. And, you know, give it a title, do a cover, send it in, we'll do a contest or something. Best album, and you come up with your, you can design an album cover. I designed 2 of those covers on my phone on this thing called Fonto.
Cool.
And another app called Psychotropic or something like that. I did the, I did 2 of those album covers on my phone.
That's cool.
Laying in bed.
That album cover reminds me of, like, waiting for the KTEL compilations to arrive.
Yeah. Yeah, the album, I sent those albums. I didn't, that one I did not do. I did do all the pre-work on the, in bed, though. I sent the art director, like, a dozen different KTEL records. I said, I want it to look like a KTEL record. He's like, oh, I have this amazing graphic designer. So he's like, got it. Love it.
I knew about the 30th anniversary of the band, which is making me feel old, but in a good way. And then right after, I guess I found out about the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Y'all got a ton going on. How did all of this roll around?
Do people love the anniversaries? I'm not a big anniversary guy because everyone's been around 30 years. It used to be a much bigger deal. Like, remember when Sgt. Pepper was like 25
Holy
years
cow,
old?
Holy cow, yeah.
It's like, oh, Sgt. Pepper's 25 years old. Now it's like, who isn't around 30 years? You know what I mean? It's something to celebrate, but what do you do, celebrate 33 and a third? That would be an anniversary at, like, 33 and a third. Well, I appreciate it. Which one? Scarborough Smarter?
Scarborough Smarter. You know,
Scarborough Smarter would be the better one.
Yeah.
And then Whisper came out, and you were sadly disappointed. There's strings on it. What is the blue room? Oh, this is corny.
We were like, man, they went country. What the heck?
Exactly.
And, you know, because I was a stupid teenager.
Well, that came from driving across country so many times, listening to Hank Williams. I was like, Tim loved Hank. I never listened to country music until I got in Driving and Crying. I grew up in Milwaukee, so that wasn't really... My dad's favorite country people were Charlie Pride, Freddie Fender, and Willie Nelson. He's getting better. He's amazing, too. He played here at Prospect Park and killed it. Good for you, Willie. We love you.
I want to know a little bit more about this Georgia Music Hall of Fame thing. Sam Morse of Sam and Dave and Greg Allman and Monica Pearson, the TV personality from Atlanta from forever, and then Driving and Crying.
Yeah. What the... I thought the exact same thing.
Is there a performance component for you all at the awards ceremony on September 26th?
Yeah, I think we're doing 2 songs, yeah.
Okay, so it's like any kind of awards ceremony thing.
I guess I've never been to the Americana Awards. I've never even been, invited. This is something, like I say, this is Georgia. We're still a Georgia band. We're trying to make a list right now, but we probably played every city in Georgia above, you know, 30,000 people, 40,000 people. You know, we've played Ringgold. You know, we've played Dahlonega. We've played Helen, you know, just outside of the big ones, Athens, Albany. So we're trying to put the list everywhere from St. Simons and Tybee Island and Albany. We did two New Year's Eves in Albany. Yeah, Valdosta and Waycross. And we have crisscrossed Georgia dozens of times. So we're happy for all of our fans. I don't know what you call them, fans, but all of the people who follow us and have been rooting for us. You know, we got a lot of people rooting for us. I get a lot of people in the front row like, don't quit, Kevin. I just started like in life. Yeah, don't give up, Kevin.
We'd like to send a big thank you to our Country Fried Rock listeners for supporting Country Fried Rock alum Alan Thompson, who is recovering from a diving accident. If you'd like to donate, every dollar matters, and it goes directly to helping defray his bills. You can find that link on Country Fried Rock's Facebook or Twitter. It's a You Caring donation page. Keep your ears peeled for a few different benefit shows in the Nashville area for Alan Thompson. We love you, man. Get better soon. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to tell you all about this. A while back, I mentioned we were going to have a new way for bands to submit to this program. It's been a great problem to have, but I've been getting so much email, I can't even get to the critical things. So for several weeks, we're going to be working with Reverb Nation on a special submission page. It's called a Country Fried Rock Opportunity. To make it easy for you, I put a direct link on countryfriedrock.com. All you need to do is click on the category that says contact. And then when it says for musicians, you'll have the direct link to the Reverb Nation page. The coolest part is a lot of y'all are truly emerging bands working on your very first recordings, completely out of the loop of our circle of friends. And we love it. Thank you so much to all of y'all who have found us. Looking forward to a ton more great music and featuring these bands soon. Hey y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
This is Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying, and you can check out all of our new EPs and our records and our thoughts on drivingandcrying.com.
Well, speaking of which, I noticed that you've got a couple of shows coming up. I didn't realize that the Family Wash was reopening. Yay. Nashville place.
With Chuck Prophet. Yeah, we're going to do a little opening set there. Yeah, we're like a reopening kind of vibe. It's me and Chuck. It'll be great. Tim Nielsen will be there for that. Tim's coming up, so it'll be me and Tim doing something.
One of the things that I'm curious about is I've gotten to see a few of the Kevin and Friends shows that have really been surprising and wonderful. And there's a Kevin and Friends event going on in Augusta. What kind of things do you like to be able to do to bring your friends in for those sort of open-ended events?
I don't know. Sometimes I bring people from New York that I know that are amazing, that you guys don't know about, people don't know about, like, you know, Owen McCarthy. He's amazing. He's in a band called The Every Others. You should look them up.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's like our new David Bowie here. There's a guy called Finley Brown. Everybody should be in the family. Finley's got a brand new record coming out this week, and he's amazing. There's some people in Nashville. Our friend Rory, living up there in Nashville. You know, our Aaron Lee Tashin. So usually I like to bring people like that you've never heard of, you know, and blow your mind, you know, be like, oh, wow, I need to follow this guy. So that's the special things about when I have something in Friends. And then there's always the gunslingers I bring or whatever, you know, if I can get Aubrey to come or, you know, Warner to come or, and get, you know, Angie Aparo or Edwin or whatever, whoever's traveling through.
Man, Angie Aparo's voice, he's like an angel.
Yeah. It'll blow your mind. In 15 seconds of him opening his mouth, everybody's like, oh boy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
I actually learned about Aaron Lee from you when I interviewed you a few years ago. You said, oh yeah, this band, Madison Square Gardeners, they got this kid who plays really great. His name is like Aaron Tasdin or something. And that's how I found out about him. Before he was playing with you, Sadler was still playing with you at the time.
Yeah, and Aaron's got a bunch of new stuff he's working on, and he's on there with Ray Riley Hubbard right now. He's doing some touring with him. Look on, if you're a Ray Riley Hubbard fan, go look and see who the opening act is. It could be Aaron, so that's always awesome, you know.
As far as music discovery goes, looking for the people whose work you like, and then it's like, okay, who, when they have the choice, who are they bringing with them? And that's actually how I first heard Angie. I knew his name, but I had never seen him.
Yeah. Oh. People have done that for me, you know. Peter Buck turned me on. A lot of people never heard of me until McDougal Blues or there's some things with Peter, and, you know, Peter was like, hey, check out this kid.
Kevin, I'm excited that, one, you're continuing to make fresh music. I think for me, the exciting thing is that Driving and Crying isn't, although, of course, I love Scarborough Smarter and the record changed my life. I'm glad that it's not just that, that y'all have continued and you have continued to write and make tons of new, fresh music all the time.
Thank you. Oh, I still am, and I love doing it. I love it that, you know, people allow me a platform to do it. But there's more to come. I got two or three more different kinds of things coming up in the next year,
cool.
The next 12 months. So more EPs. I like the EPs.
I like the tight concept.
Yeah. But I'm going to do one full-on Kevin Kinney record, another one. So that's going to take a little while to make. It's going to be well thought out.
And is there anything in particular that's pulling you in that direction?
Well, I don't have a real record out that is like, if you're a listening room kind of fan, if you like, you know, Nancy Griffith, or you like the new Jason record, or you like, I don't really have one of those records to hand you. All my solo records are pretty much indie records. I make them in usually, you know, McDougal Blues was made in 5 days. You know, Down Outlaw was made in 2 days. Flower Knife was made in 5 days. Broke Out to Auto Parts was made in 4 days. Something I Need to Revival was made in a month. That was probably the biggest one. Good Country Mile, took about 8 months. But yeah, that's the Golden Palominos. So I don't have a real great sounding, you know, just me and my acoustic and, you know, an orchestrated kind of pedal steel and kind of record. So I'd like to do one like that. I'd like to add one of those to my collection.
Do you have any particular players or anybody you'd like to have be part of that? Or is that still in the formation stage?
That'd be in the formation stages. In my alternate world, I'm going to write the song and then come in and sing them when they're already recorded.
What about other solo and or Driving and Crying projects?
So I'm working on a record with Chuck Mead right now from BF549.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
So we want to do like a record where we're Everly Brothers meets something. You know what I mean? We've written a couple songs together with Todd and Todd Snyder and Aaron and... We've got two really good songs together, and we just need to write about three or four more. And then, so I'll be going back to Nashville to do that at the end of the month.
Almost rockabilly?
Cool. Yeah, something pub rock.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't wait to catch some of this live in particular. Live is always special.
Well, live is always special because it's always different. Never the same show twice.
Speaking of which, someone told me once, you might have even been the person who said this, that you don't work off a set list. You like to have a bank of things and it's like, be ready for anything.
Yeah. The hardest part about being in Driving and Crying is you have to know about 100 songs, you know, and you don't just learn the 15 songs we're doing on tour. You have to know 100 songs. Kim knows 200 of them. Dave probably knows 150 and Warner's getting up there to 100. But, you know, you have to know because if people will shout stuff out, this song will go good with that song or this song is something I'm going to say. You know, I don't even do the first song till I get out there and look at the audience and go, okay, I get it. Yeah. Thanks, Sloan.
I appreciate your time. Take care.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Driving and Crying's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried, R-O-K.
You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us from Country Fried Rock.
Hey, y'all, it's Sloan Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rockstars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years, I started thinking about it. And I recently started Sleep with Rockstars. The Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.